Oh, Mike?
Yes, Mr. President.
I talked to our friend. Of course, he's a hard man.
Yes.
And he says this is a hell of an issue, you know, and all the rest. Of course, it's easy to knock the jock off of this poor old lady. But anyway, the two things he talked the most about was he didn't object to economic assistance to Latin America. The two things he objected to most, of course, was one, this question of giving assistance to military groups and the kinds of military assistance we give in Latin America. I talked to Fred Dutton and asked him to look over that language and see if they could reverse that thing on coups, where we would provide aid unless the Congress disapproved, put it, you know, in the negative rather than the affirmative. And then the second thing would be to see whether we could get him a list of the kinds of assistance we were planning to give, which would... He says he didn't mind rifles and trucks and so on, but he seems to mind the heavy equipment, and see if we could ease his fears a bit there. He says no votes this week, then next week, but he'd stay in close touch with you. So I guess that's about it. We'll see what Fred Dutton can come up with. I think if we can just say to him, we don't want to prolong this thing too long, one way or another, we got to take our medicine because we got all these other bills with civil rights coming up. We may find ourselves really in horrible shape.
Well, I'll give him a chance to have some lunch, and I'll try and
get him. Well, tell him that I think you might say the president enjoyed his conversation with you very much. He understands your point of view. He's just dinner, et cetera, et cetera, and we'll stay in touch, but I think we ought to try to vote as soon as we reasonably can. Because now, Greening's hopeless, I guess, is he?
Oh, yes, yeah, but then the key there is not Greening, but Morrison.
Yeah, he's the one who gets it.
I would
Wayne could be helpful, I think. He says, I may not be able to vote for it in final passage. Well, I said, well, that's all right, but I said, we need your help in getting the right amounts.
That's right. But as of now, he's the key, and I think he's being used by other groups which you may not recognize as yet.
Yeah, to delay everything.
Right.
What about looking at sort of our schedule, if that civil rights bill is going to come out, and that turned out damn well, if that civil rights bill is going to come out of that committee, the report we're going to try to rush, let's say we get a rule and get it through the House before the end of November, then what would our schedule be?
We'd still take it up and stay with it, I would say. 2 or 3 weeks of debate, a poacher, you can't get it tried again.
Yeah.
Not carry on too long because the responsibility is not yours now, it's not mine, it's the Senate collectively.
Right. Then, Mike, what about, can we stop these fellows from going away for a while?
Yeah.
Or else tell them that they got to give proxies, nobody can go unless they give a proxy?
If we can't come to an agreement with Morse this afternoon, it's my intention to make a statement that no senator should go to the NATO meeting or to the Kuala Lumpur conference or any other place to attend his vote.
Yeah, I think that's right, or otherwise. Now, I wonder if we could get, I better get McCormick and have him say, because I think we got to keep everybody around, get this goddamn, we got a chance to do a lot of good things this year if we can get everybody to stay.
You got to keep them now, and this is the time that they're going to want to get away.
Okay, I'll get the speaker.
Bye.
Thank you.